You're listening to Bianca's Holistic Way podcast, where we discuss health, mindset, spirituality, and all things self-help. I get deep with leaders and share solo episodes to remind you of your inner power and allow you to gain wisdom of imbalances and root causes so that you can live with inspiration. Say it with me or write it down. I am receiving all of the miracles coming my way because I'm worthy of them. Our sponsor, Microbalance Health Products, provides clinically proven non-toxic cleaning products, homeopathic formulations, and professional grade supplements to help you conquer mold, whether it's inside your home or inside your body. I use their EC3 mold solution concentrate and their fogger, as you've probably seen me use, for years, and both of these have helped me tremendously on my healing journey. You can get 20% off store-wide or 10% off their fogger using the code capitals BHW at microbalancehealthproducts.com/BHW. All of this information can be found in the show notes. Welcome back to the podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing the things that I wish I knew that helped me overcome chronic illness. I'm just going to be sharing a couple of them today because there's so many reflections that I would have, but I'm just thinking of the most important ones that feel close to my heart today. Whenever I'm thinking of creating these episodes, what I try to do is reflect back on my journey and think to myself, what would I need in that moment and how can I help others with the information that I have now that I've made it over the other side? I think it's really important to know when you're trying to heal chronic illness that you're not just trying to heal the disease itself. You know, you are in the situation where you're victimized by the disease. Your friends and family and people in your life misunderstand you. You feel mistreated and you've missed out on so much of life. And it is so tough. It is so hard, to say the least, and for lack of a better word, it truly is difficult, and I know this because of my journey. For those of you who don't know my story now, I did write a book called It Happened For Me. It's all about the process of suffering and why these bad things happen to us, and it really helped me just deal with the suffering after and like release it by sharing my story. I do speak about my chronic illness story on there, or maybe you're someone that's followed me all the way from the beginning, so you know my story. I actually did start to share my story when I was getting treatment in Malaysia. So I've been sharing my story and my journey from the moments that I was really, really sick and up until now of feeling well. So it's a beautiful journey that I've been able to share with so much of the world, and I never expected it to get to this place where I'm actually helping people. I fell into this as my purpose, and now I feel the need to do this as my soul's mission. And so that's why I do what I do in this world. So I just want to share my story with you because I feel like you might not know it, or if you do, amazing. But let's just quickly go through that. So I was in chronic illness for 6 years. I was so symptomatic, headaches, neck pain, joint pain, all the symptoms under the sun. I can't even count them on my hands. I eventually lost my ability to walk at one stage. I had no feeling in my leg and it was numb and I couldn't feel hot or cold. I wasn't sure if I was ever going to walk again. I also experienced living in a tent and feeling homeless from the mold that I had experienced from chronic inflammatory response syndrome and mold toxicity. And I also had really difficult relationships. Everything fell apart in my life, from my family to my friends to just so much, because I couldn't be there for other people. And I also didn't know how to express what I was really going through in those moments. However, it was those painful moments that I went through that led me to be here today. And I know that sounds nice, but it's really true. It was that painful experience that led me to be here today. some of the toughest experiences I went through was traveling to Malaysia and going into this country and seeing that there was Australians, Americans, Europeans, so many people trying to heal themselves in a country outside of their own because they weren't seen for things like Lyme disease. And that opened my eyes for the rest of my life. When I opened that door and saw that there was people in Malaysia traveling from, you know, these first world countries that are supposed to be so supportive with our health journeys, to going to Malaysia in this little area and, you know, struggling to the way that they were and grasping on and fighting for their life. That was the moment that I actually created my Instagram and started sharing my story because I just saw it all firsthand. It's very different when you see it online versus like you walk into somewhere and the clinics that are helping people with these things. It's a slap in the face. It's a wake-up call. It's the truth of the world that we live in, and it's really tough to experience and see that firsthand. But that's where my power comes from, because I remember every individual in that room truly suffering, and their story sounded just like mine. And so even though we're not all exactly the same, we have so much in common, and we all experience the disadvantage of all the areas being pulled and ripped apart, and we feel defeated in those moments. And that path of chronic illness is unsustainable for so many of us. It's so difficult. And so that's where I started to have to figure out my own techniques that I truly needed to bring every layer back to wellness, back to health. It took time. It took years. It took processes. It took what didn't work. It took what did work, and bringing it all together. But that's where I come from when I share, where I'm coming from when I'm sharing my passion towards truly supporting people who are going through this, because I understand it. And I also know how to get through it. I also know the pathway that supports us out of this. And there is another way. There is another way to break free of the trauma and the experiences of chronic illness, as well as being able to find wellness again and simultaneously healing the chronic illness at hand while you're also doing all the other areas that bring you back into wellness as well. So that is a little bit about where I'm bringing this from. And many of you know my story in depth, but that's a little recap of it because I think it just supports us in understanding of like, oh, that's where she's coming from. Like, I've been there too, and I totally get it. So I want you to know that I see you in that, and I know that it's been difficult for you. I want you to know that I'm proud of you for getting through those difficult moments, to remember to hold your heart, to reconnect to the beauty in which you are, no matter what you're experiencing, because you're not chronic illness. You're experiencing chronic illness. So just keep remembering that as well along your journey. So let's get started. Let's get started with the ways in which, or the things in which I wish I knew that helped me overcome chronic illness. So I just really mentioned one there, to be honest. So chronic illness is not just the disease itself. The truth is, it's also the victimization of the disease. Yes, it's also the friends and family that have gaslit us, misunderstood us, told us that, but we look fine. It's also the part that we've missed out on our life and we've lost connection to our internal and external world. Like, these things have really happened for us as well and to us as well. And the thing is, you get the illness. But then on top of that, you also get the trauma of the experience of the illness. So this is really important for us to start to become aware of what actually is affecting us and what is actually happening. So you get the illness and then you get the trauma of the illness. So you have all the symptoms, and then you have to experience the stress of the internal world. The mindset loops get created of being sick and being in the illness. Our nervous system, whether it was dysregulated already or gets dysregulated whilst you're in the disease. And then on top of that, you also deal with energy body stagnation. We hold on to that trauma within the energy body. And all of these things start to take place. So what I wish I understood when I was chronically sick was that there was these two moving parts. Like, we say these things within the community, but I don't know if we all know how to articulate the fact that chronic illness itself is one thing plus all the other stuff on top. And so when we look at healing, we need to look at breaking free of the trauma of all these areas, not only having a different perception of it all, but being able to actually process it through self-validation and reconnecting to our internal world, healing our mindset, healing our nervous system, rebalancing the energy body, and being able to stand in our ground for our external world to the point where these things stop to affect us. And I know that they do, because I've also been through it too. So I want you to know that chronic illness is not just the disease, it's also the other parts. And so healing our chronic illness may look like looking at all these different areas. That was the only way I could truly find wellness, because I had extra symptoms from my mindset loops. I had extra symptoms both physically, emotionally, and cognitively from my nervous system. I had extra symptoms as well from my energy body, because I had stored the energy and I had a lot of energy stored in my heart and in my shoulders, and holding on to so much tension in the jaw, because I didn't know that my body actually had a language. And so learning all these different parts supported not only my symptoms, but also helped me step into wellness as well. So I hope that helps you. It helps us articulate what we're actually going through so we can break free of that. And that's sometimes the answer in which we're looking for. For me, it was this internal dialogue that I taught myself that helped me get through all of this as well. You see, it's not just the illness, it's all the other comorbidities or cofactors that we experience that truly need our support when we're healing chronic illness. So I hope that that helps you just understand that as well. That's something that I wish I knew. I knew all these things were happening to me, but I didn't know that I actually could support all those areas. And there was another way, because when I just kept singing the same song of like, these people don't see me, these things are going wrong, I wasn't really getting anywhere. I just kept getting back to the hamster wheel and getting back to the same process. It was actually through the integration of all these areas where I broke free from the trauma of chronic illness. And then that not only helped me reduce symptoms in so many ways, especially the ones that I thought were not subsiding turned out to be in most cases, like my nervous system and my energy body as well. So I wish I knew that. I also want to share a really important part of wellness as well, is that you don't just wake up well one day. I feel like that's really important. I don't know if people don't really look into that or we don't focus on it too much, but I want you to know that wellness is something that we actually build momentum towards through focus and intention. It's not something that you just wake up one day and you feel well. It's like a process of stepping into a new way of being. So all those areas that I mentioned before come together, and we start to build momentum to wellness. You know, we're supporting the root cause of the illness. We're healing the mindset loop simultaneously. We're supporting the nervous system simultaneously. We're supporting the energy body simultaneously. It's a way of being, and it sounds like a lot. I want you to know there's like simple ways to do each and every one of these things, but wellness is something that we build momentum towards through focus, through intention, through integration. But it's not something that you just become overnight. It's like this slow momentum. We build towards it. So I think that that helps, because sometimes we just expect, oh, I woke up with no symptoms. It's like, no, sometimes you start to have less symptoms and then you start to be able to do more and then your energy stretches and then it's like, it's a process. And I didn't understand that. I just thought, oh, I still have a symptom, so I'm still chronically sick. And it's like, no, we're building momentum towards wellness and there's less symptoms and there's less this. And eventually you get to that place. So see it as that you're building momentum towards it. And that makes it a little bit more easier on you as well. Just know that you know, through the integration and the daily choice, we build momentum towards it and our symptoms get less and less and things get less and less. And then all of a sudden you do look back and you see the process and you're like, oh, so I wish I knew that wellness was something that I built momentum towards, not something that I would just wake up and have the shift overnight. It helps you see a little bit different. And you may even see your journey right now as different based on that. Like maybe when you first started, things were really, really bad. But maybe right now you have 5 or 10 symptoms versus 200 symptoms. So just be in relationship with the fact that there has been shifts. You are building momentum towards wellness. There may just be some little key factors that you've missed out on your journey, and you will get to support those. So just keep building momentum towards wellness is a huge thing that I wish I knew. I also want everyone to know that you're multifaceted. Like, I wish I knew that. There's so many different moving parts of us. And to find wellness, we have to address all those moving parts. You know, our mind gets affected, our energy body gets affected, our nervous system gets affected. All these parts get affected because of the trauma of the experience. And so when we break free that, we understand we're breaking free of the fact that we are stuck in this journey of, oh, I'm just focusing on my physical body. But really, we have all these other areas that really need our support and can create more symptoms. So they may be the symptoms that are not subsiding. So you're multifaceted. There's so many different parts of you. And when we address each step, we get a chance to find wellness as well. So I wish I knew that earlier. I also want to remind you that it's safe to rest. Remind yourself to validate yourself in every single moment. I wish that I knew that. Like, I used to feel so guilty and so worried about actually taking the rest. But instead, like, a simple shift of mind for you can be, okay, I'm feeling tired today. And hold your heart and say to yourself, it's difficult that you feel this way, but it's also safe for you to rest because you're on a healing journey and you're building momentum towards wellness and you're stepping into wellness now. And so through self-validation, you can remind yourself that it's safe to do so. It's safe to miss that event. It's safe to rest. Allow it through self-validation. Hold your heart and say the things that you wish someone would say to you over and over again. It's difficult. I see you, but it's okay, and I'm healing. So I hope that helps. I wish that I knew that I could actually self-validate versus going into overwhelm and being like, oh, I have another symptom, I'm such a bad person, and blah, 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 blah. There's nothing wrong with that. But that journey stops us from actually even resting. You know, we're in the racing thoughts and we're not really healing ourselves. So I wish I knew that I could turn to self-validation versus pulling myself apart. So I really hope that that helps you as well. And yeah, I just want you to know that these are the little parts that can come together that can really shift your mindset. And these are just like tiny little tips, but like when you really understand that your chronic illness is not just the disease, there is all these other parts that need your support, and that's okay. You will find them and you will break free of those things. I also want to remind you that wellness is something that you build momentum towards. So it's okay if you're feeling quite overwhelmed right now or you're expecting to wake up healthy tomorrow. Know that it's a journey. It's okay. Know that in the beginning of your process, you probably had a lot more symptoms and now you may have less, which means you've already started building momentum towards wellness. Know that you're multifaceted and it's okay that there's all these different moving parts and they need support too. Remember to self-validate. And I hope that all these tips really support you today in really stepping into these ways to overcome what you're going through. I understand. I was there too. And these are the tips that I kind of came up with today of like, how can I remind them of these things? I hope that they really support you. Before we get off this episode, I just want to remind you that I have a free nervous system reset. It's really old. I think it's like 2 years old now. And a lot of people always tell me it's a really great first step of just having a free tool, having something to support their nervous system. So it's just a meditation and it uses specific binaural beats to support your nervous system. So if you're really struggling and you're like, hey, I need some type of support with my nervous system, go and check that out. It's in the show notes. Have a look at it and really support yourself through this. I want to remind you of the other free tool that I did give you today. You know, start to self-validate by holding your heart and going into those things versus going into the guilt and the overwhelm. Start that process. It's going to really help you. And then before we jump off, I want to remind you that you're actually able to join my wait list now to Pathway to Wellness. So I've been teaching my wellness way and my holistic way for a long time now. And it got to this point where I wanted to bring it into a system where people could just get videos on demand and get all of my information in one place as quick as possible. So I've finally done that for you guys, and that is going to be out in the coming weeks. So keep your eyes peeled. But for now, you can actually join the waitlist to Pathway to Wellness. This is going to be my step-by-step program, helping you overcome chronic illness and finally say goodbye to fatigue, brain fog, feeling defeated. And it's going to allow you to feel relief and get your life back. It's going to have all these moving parts that I always mention in getting back to wellness in the most simplistic way. You can literally do the tools from your bed, and they really get to the root cause of these parts of us that we may be missing. So join the waitlist, go to the link in the show notes, join that. You'll also, if you're on the waitlist, get the free bonus ebooks, which is my herbal protocols from Lyme to co-infections to parasites, to all those moving parts that can really support you at those root causes. So that's my herbal protocols. And then you'll also get my SIRS mold toxicity step-by-step book that is going to allow you to heal the mold from your body and from your home, learn how to test correctly, know how to heal your body correctly, all the protocols for that, and so much more. So jump on that wait list. And before we go, I want to remind you that I am so proud of you. I know that it's been difficult. I know that you're moving through these really tough days right now. I hope these free tools will really support you. I know that you're so powerful. Before we leave, hold your heart, hold both hands in the center of your heart, and take a breath with me to just allow and release. So breathing in through your nose all the way in, and on the exhale, just releasing anything no longer serving you. There's a lot of moving pieces to wellness, but I know it gets to be easy. There is some beautiful free tips here for you today, so I hope that they really support you. And I am just sending you so much healing, so much love, blessings, and I will see you so soon. Thank you for joining this episode. I just want to let you know the willingness to show up for yourself is not something that everyone's willing to do. But you are. So you've got this, we've got this, and I'm really proud of you. I also just want to remind you that all the information shared on this episode will be found in the show notes. You can find that in the link of my Instagram, Bianca's Holistic Way. If you're interested in any of my services or the guest services, all that information will also be found there. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who may benefit, or leave me a 5-star review. It helps others find the podcast too. And most importantly, I want you to remember that you are powerful and that you have everything within. Bless, and I'll speak to you soon.